Hello, welcome to your weekly news box. We are on Wednesday, the 7th of May now.
Happy week.
Happy week to you. Was it a happy week?
Yeah.
You had a little mini break, so that's happy, isn't it?
I didn't think it was a mini break.
In Milan.
Milano.
Aye. Lovely.
And, yeah. Good. New spots have gone down, so that's nice.
That's also good. I spotted John Cusack.
You did?
Out
you
at the Dorchester Hotel.
And who times. Else?
Natalie and Brulia. They were together on their own. But they were not kissing.
No idea.
Okay, child for playing Radio 2. Radio 2's got on a loop. It keeps playing the same bit where you're going, mini milk.
We're just seeing how long it will go on for.
I'm
beginning to get obsessed with this. I mean, there's lots of news, but I'm beginning to get obsessed with this.
What is it?
It says, is this Britain's best pizza? And then there's a picture of a really nice pizza. And
it looks like it's a goat's cheese pizza.
Apparently it's a fiver.
Or is it? I don't know. Maybe it's lumps of mozzarella rather than grated mozzarella.
I've eaten too many pizzas recently, though. I'm having a bit of a phase.
That's because you went to Italy, which is the home of pizza. Like,
yeah, but no, in general, I keep going into Lidl's after work, thinking, what shall I have?
Lidl is the home of pizza, actually.
Thinking, oh, I can't be asked to cook, I'll just get pizza.
I haven't had pizza for a while, but I like them.
I really like them. I think they're probably quite bad, though, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's just dough and cheese.
I suppose it's like a big sandwich.
It is like a big sandwich, yeah. You don't eat a lot of sandwiches, so... You know,
this pizza.
It's not got a lot of vegetable on it, though.
Will I add to it?
Well, there you go, then.
But you don't know how much salt in them. This is apparently available...
Good.
...from Brixton Market, Unit 4, Market Row.
Shall we go?
You could get a meal for two with wine, water and tip for about £20.
Not bad.
It does look like a cracker.
What's so good about it? And has it been officially declared the best pizza? Or have they just said to us, put us in the paper, our pizza's pretty good. We'll say it, we think it's the best, if that helps.
The pizza dough is soft and seductively fleshy, rather than crispy, with none of the stodge of its inferior cousins. So it's not
it's a review,
like a,
is it?
It's not like a pizza.
It's like not like a thin crust or a deep pan. It's somewhere in between.
It's just nice.
I always find with pizzas that they're not. I never cook them very well. If it's a home cooked frozen pizza, they never seem to cook very evenly in my oven.
They tend. I find that
you've got a special tin, haven't you?
Soft, a bit soft in the middle. Yeah. But I quite like them that way. I don't leave them long enough, but then I don't want them to go crispy.
Oh.
Anyway, there's been a cyclone. About 50,000 to 100,000 people dead.
Quite a lot of people.
Do you think they like pizza? Well, they liked pizza. Do they have pizza in Burma?
Don't think they do, no.
Yeah. Any other news?
Well, Cliff Richard is in the news.
Oh, yeah?
What are you laughing about?
Nothing.
He's, turns out he was robbed when he did congratulations in the Eurovision.
Oh, yeah.
General Franco, who was in charge of the country that he performed in.
Spain? I don't know.
Italy, I'm really bad. Anyway, General Franco, it turns out, nicked. Or he basically did a con. He bribed lots of people to vote for Italy or Spain or whoever, whichever company.
So what is this story?
It's a story that Cliff, basically, he should have won, congratulations, but General Franco bribed loads of people so they didn't vote for Cliff and Cliff came second. Then.
Okay, let's give him congratulations now. Congratulations. Cliff Richard, you fucking cunt.
Oh, poor Cliff. But yeah, I just wanted to mention that story, but I haven't got it in front of me. Yeah. So I just wrote Cliff on an advert here for Take That's basic new musical based on the songs of Take That, Never Forget.
Mm.
Now, the other day, me and Martin sat here and we tried to identify which actor was which member of Take That. But I've read a bit more detail on it now. It turns out they're not, none of them are portraying any particular member of Take That. It's not about Take That. It's not a Take That life story. Don't go expecting to see that.
Well, when I saw the poster, I thought it was quite clear who... I mean, not that there was any remarkable resemblance.
Well, I thought it was, but then we're not going to get a definitive answer because they aren't the members of Take That. They've got character names, if you like. Oh, I've just got very close to the microphone there. I've got here What's on Stage magazine. It's got an article on them. Character breakdown. Ash Sherwood.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly Gary Barlow.
Right.
It says actually you like Gary, but he's the leader. There's one called Jose. He's a comic character. Oh, who's Italian? No, he's Spanish.
Actually, you can't tell.
Yeah, there's a comic character, so I guess... someone called Jake, he plays Robbie. Oh no, actually they are. I think they might be a tribute act. And there's a little diddly one who was a banker, like Mark Owen, and also like...
Mark Owen's not a wanker. He's not a wanker.
A banker. A banker like Kevin.
He's not a banker either.
A banker like Kevin from The Apprentice.
I don't think Mark Owen is. I don't think Mark Owen's like that. I think he's alright, really. Probably not the brightest of the bunch, but he always...
Actually, I'm not sure. I think he might be. Well, no. He's certainly brighter than Gary or Howard.
He's not bright.
I mean, the other one.
Gary's the cleverest. Definitely.
I meant Jason, not Gary.
Pamela Anderson's been selling her dirty Skeks.
Are they Knickers?
Yes.
How much? How much did you get for them?
Between 50 and £1,000.
That's quite a big variation. Does it depend on the size of pants or the amount of dirt?
It depends on what's in the crutch.
Mm. Would you get more for blood?
No.
Okay, that's what I'd ask.
You get more for a kind of... a little kind of vaginal discharge stain.
Yeah, a discharge, yeah.
That's what they go for. They don't
want... they don't want blood.
Blood or
what about
piss.
A skid mark?
Skid mark, not really, okay. No.
Some people might like that sort of thing. I tell you what, there's something for everyone out there in terms of discharge in pants.
Talking of discharge and stains in pants, yeah. Fritz, our favourite
Fritzel,
Austrian,
yeah.
Apparently he went to see prostitutes. And
all his members of his family wasn't enough for him.
No.
He must have been a rampant fella.
Yes, he must have been. He would get the prostitutes to do a poo and then play with the poo in front of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Genuinely.
So that's what it says in here. It does. Don't look at me like that.
I never know where to believe you when you make up stories. well, he said here that...
he didn't do it.
He said, I'm not a monster. Well, you kind of are. I'm sorry, but you kind of are.
You certainly got seven monster children.
Yeah, the trick here is to play mad, I think. Anyway, apparently he was jeered and spat upon, but by the sounds of it, that's the sort of thing you might like.
Yeah, he'd probably collect it and then have a little wank into it.
Kylie started a tour. Now, they've described this tour here as an S&M sizzler. If you ask me, more M&S sizzler. I'm not really much of a sizzler.
Well, it's funny because in here it's Kylie says, yes, we're going on tour again, but it's not going to be as showy. Can't be like a trussed-up turkey forever.
She is quite trussed-up, but I wouldn't have said it was S&M particularly.
She ain't got her arse out, has she?
She hasn't. She's got her arse covered up. She's got... I mean, this is a little outfit. It's split quite high, but she's obviously got a leotard and fishnets on underneath it.
So it's more Dame Shirley Bassey.
It's very Shirley Bassey.
Van... say Jennifer Ellison, which is good.
I'd like to see those two on stage together.
Would you?
Yeah, Bassey and Ellison in Chicago.
That would actually be
Bassey
very,
would be
very,
very,
very
good,
good
as
Mama.
The boss of British Airways has got to go into Parliament saying, shuffle in front of a load of MPs and then explain what went wrong with the baggage system and why it was all a big mess. I like that. How's that going to help in any way? Him going, yeah, sorry, it was just a bit of a fuck off.
You'd be better off going and sorting out the bloody baggage.
Well, that's what I think. Oh yeah, something else happened in London at the weekend.
Oh, right.
We've got a new mayor. yeah.
We did, didn't we?
We did. It's Boris Johnson. No one's happy about it. I don't know who it was who voted for him, but I've not met any of them. Can I call it six? Oh, it's still doing it. But he is mayor now. His first policy is to ban booze on the tubes, 1st of June, which I think is a reasonably good policy. If he could ban drunks from the tube, that would be better, rather than just the drink.
Or just ban cunts from the tube.
I'd also like to ban fat people.
Would you?
Yeah, because, you know, they sit down and they... Firstly, they plump themselves down and you go flying up because of the seats. They're a bit like a seesaw.
Right.
Yeah. And then they have their big fat arms and they take up both the armrests, take up all your space. I'd like to ban them. And people with foreigners with suitcases at impractical times of the day, i.e. rush hour, get them off the tube as well.
Why not just let it all pass you by?
Oh, because I thought we were being hugely unreasonable about people being on the tube. I thought that was the joke.
Oh.
Do you know what I do? I remember then, what the thing I don't like about summer is going on the tube. And like yesterday, some bloke was coughing and I could feel it because I got like a thin t-shirt on. Feeling coughing on your back.
Well, God, what were you wearing? A sort of negligee or something? Fuck's sake. But no, you strike Kylie off. You're walking around with your busters out.
And then people's when you're bare skin, you've got bare skin, their bare skin touches your bare skin on the tube if they're sat next to you. Don't lie. Okay, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know them.
So you don't like bare skin touching your bare skin? I think you might be frigid.
Not strangers. I think it's because I've got hairy arms. They're very sensitive.
Or are you worried that somebody will notice, starts joking you, thinking that you're carrying a cat?
Some fella
or a ferret.
Done some sniping on the King's Road, London's fashionable King's Road.
Police have gone and done some more
kings. He's got some, well, that sounds like a good thing for us. He was doing a siege and he was waving around a big gun and eventually he got killed. It turns out he was a barrister.
What's
and he had a row with a woman.
With, instead of them carrying guns, you know how vets in African countries were like shooting an elephant with a dart from a great distance, knock it out for a couple of hours, sort it out. What's wrong with them doing that?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. I don't know. Or a taser or some sort of stun gun.
Or pepper spray. Or
last night on CSI there was a case of a man who got pepper sprayed and then he got tasered and he burst into flames and they were trying to work out why. I know it was a really ridiculous episode of CSI. I noticed people had green blood and it said that all the cases were interlinked but not interlinked. It was a particularly stupid episode. But it was exciting when the man got tasered and burst into flames.
You know, with the pepper spray, you know the way to counteract it is to spray salt in the eyes. It's like
that's red wine.
It is, it's exactly the same as a red and white thing, salt and pepper. Or like if you have
oil and water.
A black man, throw a white man on top of him.
Yeah, if you've got a fire with some oil, put some water on it, that
you've
works.
Got yin, put yang on it. You've got a six, put a nine on it.
Anyway, but the what I found interesting about this siege was that there was another one in Birmingham, but the guy there, he just got arrested. And he must be really annoyed that he chose to have a big siege on the day when there was a really exciting one going down in the capital, where a man got killed. He's basically notoriety. He's passed him by. And all he did was, yeah, he might be famous, I'm guessing.
Is that a guinea pig?
I don't know what that is. It's a bullet hole in a window.
A volcano has erupted.
Where?
In Chile. So
oh,
Chile,
yeah, it's the first
is...
time in like 1,000 years or something, isn't it? It's genuinely quite exciting.
Yeah, they thought it was dead. Which happens whenever you hear about a volcano going off, they always say, oh, we thought it was dead. Maybe they should think, oh, maybe
it's just having a rest.
Dead volcanoes aren't dead, they're still a volcano. Let's not live inside them. So Chile is now the new Pompeii. So once it's set, looking forward to going and having a visit.
Yeah,
looking
nice.
At all the petrified bodies and might get some cheap pumice stones for my feet.
Ooh, lovely.
Because I have terrible feet.
I like, this is Radio, there's an advert here for Radio 1's Big Weekends. Headline acts on the Sunday, The Kooks.
Not interested.
Yeah, headline on the Saturday, Madonna.
Not interested.
I like the fact that they are Madonna and Usher, and then you go, right, the Kooks and the Enemy. They're kind of not really that comparable, I don't think, as headliners go. But
no,
that's just me.
Well, one is, you know, the undisputed queen of pop.
And the other one is Madonna.
No. That was the Kooks are all blokes, Michelle.
The Kooks.
She's not on. Not
Why
really
are they called
firing,
the Kooks,
not firing on all cylinders today.
Brian McFadden has got in trouble with Northerners such as yourself. For example, yourself. he's given 100%, 10% to saying that his daughter's got a skanky northern accent after being brought up by Kerry Katona. It's horrible the way they speak.
That's quite funny.
It is kind of funny, but also don't say that about your kids. They're your kids. Yeah. Don't go in print saying your kids are skanky. Anyway.
Can say that they've got a comical northern accent. Yeah. So
endearing.
They sound a bit like they're off Brookside.
Why is he not like, wanting to sound like Australians? Aye.
Like, is his girlfriend called Dyke?
No, she's not called Dyke.
Dementia.
Dementor.
Dementor.
Yeah.
D.
Delta Goodrum.
I knew it was a D word.
Mark Ronson, who done some producing of albums, yes. Ben to Amy Winehouse, he is going out with Daisy Lowe, the 19-year-old model. I don't know how Daisy Lowe is still only 19, I'm fairly sure. Everyone's going, ooh, 13-year age gap. But it doesn't seem that much, because she's been in the public eye for fucking years.
But I read the other day that Mel B was 31, and I'm sorry, but she just isn't, because
that's
not much more than me. And I remember her being more than me before. She kind of caught up to me.
So, but Daisy Lowe seems to be knocking around for years, and, you know, I think she's quite aware of the showbiz lifestyle. Her stepdad is Danny Goffey from Supergrass.
Mm-hmm.
Her mum was in a rubbish band. And her real dad is, she found out recently, or we only found out recently, Gwen Stefani's husband. Gwen Stefani's pregnant again. So she's getting a new step, half-sister, brother or brother. It's all very complicated.
Should we change our ages?
Yes. Should we change what two?
We're currently 28. Let's go for 21.
Yeah, we could do.
Fuck it.
Can you hear someone really crashing around next door?
Someone's crashing around next
door. Do you think we should go and find out what they're doing? Because they might be stealing something.
I think it would be Malcolm.
Okay. Britney Spears, she's looking chipper and she's got quite a nice hoodie on. With little panthers on it. She's been to court and they've said, yeah, go on, you can see kids for a bit longer. You don't seem as mad as you did before.
This is ridiculous. Two women suffered serious burns to their marriage, right? Not one, but two women.
Was it from Pop-Tarts?
After going into a cafe...
Pop pie.
They... ordered some mulled wine and were served
mulled wine
glasses of fairy liquid by accident, burned their mouth out.
Hang on, a glass of fairy liquid would be green and foaming
and
mulled wine,
slow to pour.
Red. And also, how would you burn your mouth on some fairy liquid? If it's bleach, I'd understand.
Mm-hmm.
That seems bizarre. I think that was like a malicious thing. They're probably drunk.
And why did they both drink it?
Yeah, and go, oh, you know, you'd look at it and go, this smells a bit like fairy liquid. It looks like fairy liquid.
It's certainly not mulled wine.
I'm going to give it a little lick. Yeah, licks a bit like fairy liquid. I'm sure fairy liquid would burn your mouth.
No, I don't.
That whole story's weird. I don't like it.
Guess what the first ever photograph was that was photographed?
Was it a picture of someone's arse?
No.
Was it a pigeon?
No.
Was it a man taking a picture in a mirror of himself with a camera?
No.
I don't know.
Picture of a leaf.
A leaf? Boring.
Yep.
You could have drawn that more quickly. Lee Ryan from Blue, he is on trial today for punching a taxi driver in the face. He was arrested on the 31st of December and bailed. He had a court appearance last month and it was mobbed by female fans of Blue. Who are Blue fans, honestly? I think they'd got over it by now. They used to love ages ago, didn't they?
Yeah, you'd have thought would have got a bit older and not
so mobby.
Exactly,
they'd have been like 13, 14 when they were Blue fans, probably.
And they're probably 18 now?
Yeah, they're probably all single mums by now. Because that's the sort of fans that Blue had, I'm afraid. So they probably should have calmed down and been looking after their kids instead of mobbing courts.
Well, maybe Blue are all the fathers of these so-called...
Well, you never know.
Bastard children you speak of.
I noticed that coming soon is Dickens Unplugged at the Comedy Theatre. It's on for like 3 months. Mm. That's the one that they used to rehearse here, isn't it?
Charlie. Oh, yeah. Nice harmonies.
Sure. That's what it says here. It says nice harmonies.
Does it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does. There's two seahorses here, little babies, and they're being given a toy to play with and they love it, and it's a cotton bush.
Where do they live?
In a fish tank.
Where?
Somewhere in Hampshire.
They live in a cotton bud.
They don't live in a cotton bud, you fucking cretin. They play with a cotton bud.
Do they think it's a toy or do they think it's another seahorse?
It's a toy. Kids, aren't they?
They're just nippers. They should we see ponies, like, see foals.
You know, yesterday in the paper, and we saw and it said, Posh Pies, look at her, she's a 40s icon, she looks amazing.
Yeah, I also saw the other paper, it said she looked ridiculous.
Here, it said she opted for what looked like a shredded neck curtain from the attic.
Well, that's what they wore in the 40s, wasn't it? Like in The Gone with the Wind. Do you remember that bit where she went, look, I've made a dress out of a shredded curtain from the attic.
And also, the same day, Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes were there. For the photos, Tom Cruise insisted on standing three steps up from Katie Holmes, and he's still the same height as her.
Oh dear, she's wearing heels again.
She's wearing massive heels.
I like the fact she never compromises on the heel wearing.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
Yeah. It's one good thing we can say
about
her.
He obviously has a real problem with it, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think she's keeping him in his place. He psychologically, you know, thinks he's in charge, but actually, she's twisting it around back on him.
I mean, you didn't see Dudley Moore wearing Cuban heels, did you?
No, I did see Ted Rogers wearing Cuban heels there on 3-2-1.
He was Ted Rogers.
I don't know if he was a Diddy man or not, but he certainly wore heels.
He was a Diddy man.
Your computer's making some awful noises today. Sorry. It's still doing it. It's been on a loop for the last 40 minutes. So, television tonight is The Apprentice. Do we want to talk about Kevin? Who got chucked out last night?
Well, it'd be...
It's going to be a poorer show, not having Kevin in it. Yeah. But I thought that about Simon as well.
I thought that about that really watery-looking bloke they knocked off on the first week.
Oh, yeah.
He was like... Nicholas. He was just like a glass of...
You said that about Rory last year.
Did I?
Yeah, he said he was like a glass of water. I think the posh one would have been quite funny because he was an awful snob and he was the one who gave himself a double barrel of name, so he sounded posher.
Yeah, which is...
Or more like a wanker is another way of thinking.
Yeah, he gave himself the middle name Lacey, didn't he? I mean...
I think he was gay.
It's still inexcusable. There's a paedophile on the loose who looks a bit like... What's his face? Who likes steam trains and music.
I didn't know who you meant, the man who likes... I didn't know who you meant. That was quite a good description.
Yeah.
I hadn't finished talking about The Apprentice.
Go on,
so just bringing the paedophiles up. Tonight they're going to Morocco, to Marrakesh, to buy some stuff at the markets. We've decided that Lee is going to be a team leader. There's a picture of him here. Lee McQueen. Lee McQueen is concerned about this. That's the only interesting thing he's done in the whole series, actually. Is when he went, Lee McQueen is concerned, into a phone, which is a stupid thing to do.
What, like you speaking to me and saying, Michelle Flower is concerned... Yeah.
I'm concerned that News Fox has become a bit dull. Michelle Flower's concerned about that.
And I'd say, don't be stupid, it's fucking brilliant.
Oh, right.
See all those emails we have from fans.
Oh, yeah, we've got to do some shout-outs.
Shout-out to what's he called? Could it be Scrim?
The Scrim?
The Scrimmeister. Mr. Scrim.
Scrimmy. Scrimmo.
Alan Scrimmo. Helpful little Scrimmy.
Oh, and who's the other one?
the other one that seemed nice out of the bunch.
Out of the big bunch of emails we got.
I can't remember. Daniel?
Yeah, I think
it might. Something like that,
yeah. Oh, no, look it up. We should stop a sec.
Well, it'll take me ages. You've seen how slow me
computer. Michelle Flower is going to look this up now.
Alright.
You can start talking about paedophiles again.
I've said that. In the meantime, beat the bloat. For the summer, because nobody wants a big old belly for the summer. Beat the bloat by don't drink coffee, try and have a healthy diet.
Gosh, that's quite useful.
Eat lots of tomatoes if you want to try not to get a sunburn.
I don't even know how to get into Hotmail anymore.
Well, exactly. Go over here. Sign in with a different account.
Oh, right. I thought that's going to make me go into MSN. I mean...
No. What else is happening? There's Property Ladder on at 8 o'clock.
Oh, honestly.
I think Property Ladder's more interesting now that the housing market isn't so buoyant.
But it's all that Beanie's doing now is just going around and seeing old people. Have you watched any of Grand Designs Live that's been on this week?
No,
neither have I. But
good. It was very good.
Daniel Willey.
Daniel Willey. That's a funny name.
He saw Maddie.
Yeah, Daniel, yeah, you've seen Maddie. We're not the right people to tell.
You want to tell the authorities or her parents?
Go to your local piggy, branch of piggies, and tell them. Or what you could do is try and get hold of her yourself and then get some kind of reward. Well, she's probably gone quite feral now, I'd have thought.
I'd just like to confirm General Franco, now I've been on the internet.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah. That's what I said, isn't it?
I think, yeah, I think so. They're a bit dodgy, the Spanish, aren't they?
They've got a history of fascism.
Racist.
They have. Racist. I'm talking about history. Historical. Not racist.
Racist.
Historyist.
Racist historical.
I am a historical racist.
Yeah. That means last week she said the N-word.
What is the N-word?
Nepotism.
No, I can't even say nepotism.
Nanu nanu.
Right, we're done.
Yeah.
That was a quite scant lot of news that happened in the last week. We're just a bit busy at the moment. We might try and do a few more news boxes. We'll see how we go.
As long as we keep doing them, you know, as long as we keep Scrim up to date with the news, as long as he doesn't have to buy a paper.
He's
alright.
That's
all we need to do, really.
That's our mission statement, isn't it?
That's yeah.
Right then, well, thanks for listening. And, yeah, we'll be back when we are. Enjoy the sun.
Lovely.
Enjoy the sun, but act responsibly in the sun, yeah. i.e. don't stare at it for more than 3 seconds. And if you are going out, don't cover yourself in
oil
and foil. Or actually do, I'd quite
that,
I bet.
That also happened in CSI last night. It was all to do with the taser.
You know when you burn and you kind of go a bit red?
Mm.
That's your skin cooking, isn't it? So surely if you did it for long enough, you'd start to smell tasty.
I think you'd probably die before.
You'd start to smell
nice.
Nice. Would that be attractive to people? For example, if you're walking past a man on the beach and then you smell, that smells nice, and it's coming from him, would it act like a pheromone, I think is what I'm saying.
I think it'd be more like a pork scratching, but similar effects.
But it would certainly attract you, wouldn't it? It would attract me.
It would attract me, I'm not
if
interested.
If it was more of a Linda McCartney smell, you'd be attracted to it. Right, bye.
Bye. That was a bad ending. But we should sing a song at the end to make it better again.
Is it still on?
Yeah.
What song do you want to sing?
Something by Erasure.
It's not the way you leave me by the hand into the bedroom. Oh, 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 oh. It's not the way you throw your clothes upon the bathroom floor. Oh,
Pick them up. Don't leave them on the bathroom floor.
Been thinking about you, just couldn't
resist. Sorry, I'm still thinking about
those
clothes on the...
you as we fall in ecstasy.
I can't fall in ecstasy, there's clothes on the bathroom floor. Just pick them up.
The truth is harder than the pain inside.
Yeah.
Ooh, sometimes.